Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA. On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Welcome back, listeners, and tune in to us, thelovezoneusa.com. Call in. We have an interesting topic this evening, as always. Is chivalry dead? Call in and let us know what your opinion is. 347-539-5729. I never host the show alone. I always have, you know, the other hosts with me as well. Karishma, Nicole Martin, are you there? Welcome back, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, ladies.
How are you, ladies? We have an interesting topic today. Is chivalry dead? So first, just, you know, I want to greet everyone and say hello. Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. How are you ladies doing? What are the updates?
Karishma, go ahead, girl.
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing really wonderful. I'm just waiting for spring. And April is a very eventful month for me, so I'm just excited. I think I'm ready for the wonderful weather and new and amazing opportunities. So I've been in a really good mood. I think I'm already past the winter, even though it's still a little cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been working out. I've been getting ready for my summer bikini body. Yeah. So. I think it's been pumping up my adrenaline. So I've just been in a good mood, releasing all those endorphins.
Great. Excellent. Good for
what
you,
Charisma. What about you, ladies?
Well, Nicole, go ahead.
Same old. You know me, I'm still in the gym, looking forward to the weather finally breaking, a couple of new opportunities that's going to put me back in front of a camera, so I'm really excited. And in case you ladies didn't know, I'm launching my own fitness line, Enoken, my name backwards, which really stands for I Know I Can, so I'm really excited about that. I'll be launching some stuff out little by little and see how it goes. So I'll keep you guys posted.
Do I hear a fitness fashion show coming up? That is awesome. Fitness fashion show. I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready, Nicole Martin. I have the venue already.
What's going on with you, Tahira? Tahira had a health scare. We're really happy that she's passed that. So what's this past week been like for you?
Past week has been crazy. Shout out to the Miss Full Figure USA pageant. I had an opportunity to spend time with the girls, the contestants, for this year's pageant on Saturday.
Okay.
That was really, really interesting. I also had a fashion show in the city. So also shout out to Billy Blunt and Gabriella Pruitt. They actually put on a good show in Brooklyn this weekend. So just really, really busy with fashion stuff. And it was
great.
Really, really good. But a lot of empowerment of women's empowerment, and just being a healthy size, like we talk about all the time on the show, being healthy and living a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So
amen.
That was definitely interesting. It was really, really encouraging them. Some of the girls were, you know, starting to, because it was their pinning ceremony where, you know, in a pageant you get pinned and everybody's competing.
Mm-hmm.
But all the girls came together and just, you know, it was just like they're telling their stories on why and how they got to where they were in the pageant. So I thought that was very inspiring. And I got to, you know, see and watch and coach. So it was really, really interesting.
Nice.
I loved it. I had to sit myself down and not to jump into the fashion show because it was not my event. I was so tempted, but then I was just like, this is not my event. I could have if I, but I, you know, it's order, so I, you know, had to sit back a little bit.
Well, congrats. Good stuff.
That's amazing.
So, ladies, the topic tonight is Chivalry Dead. What do you guys think?
Hell no.
I don't think so. Every time I go out, if I'm at a restaurant, even if I'm with someone, someone is, like, kind of jumping over someone else to open the door for me. So I don't feel like it's dead.
Right. Okay, yeah, you're right. I don't feel like it's dead, but do we receive it like we should? Maybe the other question. So it's never dead, but are you ladies getting it? You know what I'm saying? Like, not every woman is getting this. Not every man is chivalrous. So we got to talk about that. And if you're a woman who appreciates certain things, how do you change that? Or how do you give the guy the nudge to be like, hey, yo, you want to open my car door or do some other stuff? Right, Karishma? What do you think?
I completely agree. But I think we also have to discuss, like, what is true chivalry? Because, you know, when you're out and you say, oh, like, a man is paying for your dinner, is that chivalrous? Or is it because he has another intention in mind, like, okay, I'm going to buy you dinner, or I'm going to buy you a drink,
yeah.
I'm expecting something
out
of it. So it's not really being chivalrous by doing those things, because it's like, oh, maybe I need something a little back for
it's
you.
It's a bargaining tool.
Yeah.
Negotiation
101.
This is so evil, isn't she? Like, she just can't see the good in that. Because you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because sometimes, you know, they expect things for things. So yeah, we got to talk about all that. So here, are we okay with time, or we can go into the topic? Or?
Yeah, let's go into it.
Okay.
Let's jump into it.
Okay, let's start with Tahira, because Tahira is in a relationship. Tahira, she's all in love, and everything is gravy. So let's start with you. Like, did you have expectations when you first started, you know, dating your guy? Or did you have to teach him certain things about Tahira, what Tahira likes and what she expects? Or was your guy already on the same page? Talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about from the beginning where it started. I think it started with my father taking me to dates, not taking me on, just taking me to the theater and showing me what a man is supposed to be like with you. And I just had that expectation in my dating adult life. He's supposed to, you know, open doors, treat you with respect, just treat you like a real lady. So that I can't teach that. That's something that was in growing up, just my father dealing with me, what he embedded in me. So shout out to my dad. He just always took time to let me understand my true worth. And if the guy that I'm dating or married to or dealing with can't measure up to the standard that he set, then yeah, it's not a negotiation tool. So I think it started with him. But in my relationship now, we had to work on some things, like some communication. I think it's there, but you have to communicate what exactly is your picture of chivalry for yourself. Some women don't want men to open doors. But the way I would handle it, if I wasn't getting it, I would open doors for him. I was like, I'll be the doer of the thing that I want. And so to see him, you know, he'll be like, why are you opening the door for me? Because, you know, so I think that's what I felt. But for me, he didn't start it. It was just something that was started. My father always took me to the theater. He always took me out on my birthday and things like that. He made it really, really special. So he set a certain standard for my dating life. So that's just me.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's excellent. And Karishma, what about you? And Karishma, you guys got to see Karishma. She's such a beauty. She's our little Indian doll. So I'm always I'm always interested in Indian culture, because I know, like, their traditions and their beliefs differ from the rest of us, you know. And I love that. I told you I love the Shahs of Sunset. Karishma, those are my people. I just want to hang out with them and party, girl. I love them. They're, you know, they come on. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, sorry, I'll catch up later. But anyway, back to, you know, what I was saying. So what's it like as far as the Indian culture is chivalry?
Well, see, I feel like for me personally, just because I was born and raised in the Midwest and, like, in a completely different suburb. So for my family, what I learned the most from my mom was just basic respect always in any relationship and with anyone. It's just to have that. Now, I do like to be taken out and wined and dined and all that lovely stuff, but it all comes down to really just being in respect. And I think with Indian guys personally, what from my experience is they, at least the ones I've met that are, you know, they're just regular guys, and it might have just been because we were all in, you know, college, and so their mentality wasn't like that. It was more just, oh, I'm doing this for you. What are you going to do for me? Thing. But I realized but I think that's a very boyish mentality. So sometimes they can, you know, mature and they kind of learn how to deal with relationships and women in the proper etiquette. Mm-hmm. But I think that some people just have it in them naturally. But for me, it all comes down to that respect factor. So we don't, if we're together and we're going out, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to open a door for me, but you have to treat me in a certain way. And to me, that is like pure chivalry with a guy. And if he's like that, then I'm like, okay, you can be my boo now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, charisma. Please, charisma rotates guys in and out. What are you talking about? Do we have to go back to our Thanksgiving conversation of what you bring to the table? Like, charisma had like three or four. Remember, to be honest, she had three or four people that she was rotating just that day alone. So,
exactly. You have to have your options open all the time. That's at least right now.
Absolutely. I'm just saying all that to say, if you wanted to go with charisma, you were doing the damn thing right, let me tell you. Because charisma is tough.
Nicole, what about you? What do you think of when you think of like a chivalrous man? How would you describe that? What's your situation?
Girl, I love, you know, because I'm older. I'm the old head of the trio. So I've been through a lot. I've done the cougar thing, you know, and so I've done all that. And I love chivalry. And I think it's just old-fashioned, going, I don't know, pulling out chairs, opening car doors, like the gentleman that I'm currently dating now. Hey, babe. Like, he doesn't let me walk on the outside. You guys get that? You know, closer to the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's just little things and little nuances that I love. He always makes sure that I'm, you know, protected. He watches over me. You know, as far as the dinner thing goes, I'm like 50-50. Like, you pay this time, I pay that, you know, next time. But I don't know. It's just like what Tahira was saying. It's just being a gentleman. And you too, Karishma, you were saying that as well. And treating me like a woman, like a lady.
Mm-hmm.
That always did not happen for me. Like, I've definitely been on dates with men, and they were inside the movie theater, and I was still trying to open the damn door to get in. I'm back here. But I just, I don't know, just a man that just goes out of his way to really make you feel special is great. And that's a good point. What is the true definition of chivalry?
Yeah, it kind of comes down to consideration, too, just being a considerate person of your feelings,
mm-hmm.
of your actions, how it makes your partner feel.
Right.
This is something, ladies, that I can share that really, really just made my day. Okay. I was out business meeting and, mm-hmm. you know, raining like cats and dogs, and I was trying to get to my car, and this man that I just, you know, we just I do real estate as well, closed the deal. He ran over to me with an umbrella, so I went and got wet, and I was just like, wow, that's amazing.
Nice.
Like, before I even could get in my car, he had, like, the umbrella by my car. So I thought that was awesome. I was like, hey, you're great. Have a good day. Thanks. You know? And it was just like things like that. That made my day. I was like, wow, I am famous.
That's awesome.
I've made
That's
it.
Wonderful.
People run over to me.
For sure, girl. Anywhere so here is, people are always running towards her because they're like, oh,
it's
my
weird.
God,
it's weird. I'm like, I'm a superstar, and I don't know it.
You are.
But
you are a superstar?
Absolutely.
So I thought that was very, very, like, considerate. I was just like, wow, because I didn't have an umbrella. I was like, I have no umbrella. What's wrong with me? I ran out the house, wasn't thinking. But just the gesture within itself, it just made me think. I was like, wow, that's amazing. okay, great guys are out here. Okay, thanks.
They are.
You know. And I told him thank you. And he was standing at the door. I was like, okay, I'm in the car now. Thanks. Everything is good. Thanks. So, yeah, it just, I don't know. It just really, that was very considerate.
So what do you guys think about this? I guess we've all been on the New York subway. They can become very congested at certain points during the day. So what if you're a woman and you're standing up on the subway and you're grilling a guy who is sitting down? Do you women believe that that guy should give up his seat to that woman, or should the guy just be like, oh, well, you know, too bad, too sad. I'm here first. There's nothing wrong with you. You're in perfectly good health. So you know, it's the way it is. Or, you know, I'm just curious, do you guys believe that man, regardless, should get up and give the woman his seat? How do y'all feel about that?
See, I feel like a hypocrite in these situations because I am all about equality. You know, I understand, but I would want him to get up, like, because I want to sit down. So it's like, listen, like, I can always give someone like a look, like, oh, I'm so tired, like,
right.
Get up and let me sit down. But I have been on the subway where there's been, you know, a pregnant woman on the subway,
yeah,
and I ended
disturbing.
Up getting up and giving her my
that's
seat
disturbing.
Because
like
other
old
people
lady or,
would
yeah.
have stuff.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, that really, I wanted to mention that. That really disturbs me, and that's where I feel like it's dead. When a pregnant woman, like, she's like 9 and a half, 10 months pregnant, and her belly's like all over the place, and you're not going to let her sit down. That's where I feel mm-hmm. like sometimes, you know, as a community, we're supposed to, someone has to, you know, step in and say, hey, you know, take my seat. Usually it is me. So.
Right. So what do you guys, when talking about chivalry, do you think that's something that in particularly men, they learn, or something that is innate and they're born with, or do they watch other men do this and it's like a learned behavior, or is it something that men already have?
I think it's definitely part of a learned behavior. I think men do have that instinct to protect, just like a lot of mothers have that instinct to protect, you know, their children.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that men have that instinct, but I feel like a lot of it is learned behavior because, you know, when you're hanging around a group of guys, they may all have the same mentality when it comes to how to treat a woman, or they may have learned from their fathers or male figures growing up. So I think a lot of it goes back to their surroundings and how the men in their lives treated women.
Absolutely. I definitely believe that it is taught. I have brothers, and for me, like, if even like my nephews, when they're 6, 7, 8 now, you know, I tell them, you know, if a girl is hits you, you don't hit a girl back. You know, I think it's teaching
mm-hmm.
and what's taught. But looking at my brothers are like 25, 21. And they're stand up. I believe they're stand up guys. Like if a lady's there, they'll give them their seat. So I think it's definitely taught. It's learned behavior from the pattern that's set around you. So I definitely think it is taught.
Mhm. Definitely. So I guess if men are raised by assholes, they're going to be assholes too, guys.
They'll have asshole traits. No. They'll have some traits of an asshole. You choose if you want to tap into that particular trait. Now,
right.
Yeah, so, I mean, you will have traits of an asshole. It depends if you'd like to tap into it or not. So that depends on the person. But I don't have a question. This was really, really intriguing to me. Now, say I'm going to flip the coin. Say if, you know, whose responsibility when, you know, two people are dating to bring the condoms? Is it up to the man to bring the condoms? Or should the woman
Lord.
Have the condom? What do you think?
Good question, Tahira.
That
like,
is a good
okay,
question.
If you want my answer, I would be the one to bring the condoms because I think it's both people's responsibility.
Exactly. They both should be packing, right?
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Either should be prepared.
Because it's not for any one person's benefit. No, I agree. Because it's not for any
yeah.
one person's benefit. You both are being safe, and it's like, listen, I don't want to do this without protection. You don't want to do this without protection, so we both need to be prepared.
Absolutely. Yeah, so then on top of that, you have the KY jelly. Who's responsible for bringing that stuff to here?
I'm a planner, so... You know, I have the condom with the name on it. Okay.
Oh,
you know, I'm a planner, so So if anything that I'm planning, of course, I'm going to have my backup and my KY and everything. It's going to be like a whole event. So,
yeah,
I would take responsibility. But I think, you know, just sexual health altogether, it's not just a man's, you know, responsibility.
Yeah.
This is your health. This is your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is really, really serious. So we are definitely accountable. And you don't
absolutely
want to depend on somebody else for your health.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
You know, the condom is old. Whatever. I mean, we'll be like comparing expiration dates. Which yours got? This is what mine is. You know, it's just healthy thinking, a healthy lifestyle.
Exactly.
And you have,
and maybe he brings the ones that you don't like. Maybe you want the cherry flavored ones or the ones for your pleasure ones. And like, get what you gotta get. Whatever makes it good for you.
Maybe you compare.
Yeah.
What's better? So with that being said, we're gonna get into our first song, Whatever You Like by T.I. right here on the Girlfriend Network.
You know the old sugar daddy, they be tricking their cattle girl.
I said you can have whatever you like, you like. I said you can have whatever you like, you like. Yeah, yeah. Sex on deck, Patron on ice. And he can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like, you like. I said you can have whatever you like, you like. Yeah, yeah. Baby, I can treat you so special, so nice. Telephone, you know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Want it, you can get it, my dear. $5 million home, drop it, and I swear, yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy. Tell the mother, bro, joker, be quiet.
tail, y'all staying in lingerie on that Chardonnay, it's going to touch down on your runway. I'm dick and clever like Bombay and a Rambo in the O. Billy Ritz like John Jack, I'm Camo in the O. Stop can't clock me nowadays, you wish I was your pound kick. Boy, you know I look good at four, wish I was your bag mom. When we come around, I give you good karma, but no, we escalate up in this bitch like elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion.
So be sure to tune in on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Can't wait to see you in the love zone, in the love, in the love zone, in the love zone.
Welcome back. Win tickets to Will Downing's show at BB King's April 11th. Log on to thelovezoneusa.com/contest to win tickets. Tickets will be announced. The winner will be announced on the Mike T Show April 9th. Hey, ladies, welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. And we're talking about Is Chivalry Dead? So, guys, welcome back. As far as, like, the last conversation when we, you know, at this day and age, I think women should share some of the responsibility, too. I mean, how long does a guy have to pay for your dinner? What's the time frame? You know?
I've always believed that whoever asks the person on a date, because that's what I, you know, talk about with a lot of my friends, because I have a lot of friends who ask guys out on dates, or, you know, guys always ask them out too, but it's always whoever initiates it will be like, oh, I want to take you out for a drink. I usually expect that person to pay. But I never initiate, so I always expect them to pay on the first date. I kind of just look. Like, when the check comes, I'm just kind of curious to see how their reaction is. I mean, I'll offer. I mean, I can pay for the whole thing if need be. But it's always nice to just be like, okay, you invited me out. You wanted to show me a good time. You took the initiative to plan whatever this little get-together was. So I kind of, I feel like they pay for the beginning, and then it depends. Then you start, depending how your relationship is.
Right. I agree. I definitely, the first date, if he asked me, I definitely expect for him to pay. I would expect nothing else. And after, I would say, first 2 or 3 weeks, I'm expecting him to pay, no matter what it is, if it's movies, dinner, whatever. And then at some point, by that particular time, you're pretty much establishing, something, some kind of relationship or friendship. And if you feel comfortable enough, which hopefully at that point you do, I think it's okay to reciprocate, which is what I usually do. So absolutely, I think it's great to share, you know, that back and forth. So, and I think it also lets him know, hey, I don't take you for granted, and I don't always expect you to pay. I think, you know, men like to be treated too and doted on a little bit. And that's the other thing I want to talk about, to hear out what your opinion, but then there's a lot of chivalrous things that a woman can do concerning a man when, you know, you're in it deep like that. So, but first off, to hear what's your viewpoint about first dates and who pays and when is it okay for a woman to step in and pay?
I'm spoiled.
And Charisma, you do too.
My father, blame my father on this. He took me, like, when he would take us, my sister and I, to the theater and things like that, he made it a grand event out of it. So if I go out on a first date, I don't think I ever paid for a first date. I don't even think it was a discussion. It was just like, I'm going to take you out. And I'm just like, okay. So I think the first date, you know, it should be whoever initiates it that they're taking you out. But I do expect, if it's a guy, for him to take me out. After that, it should be an ongoing discussion. We're going to go out again. And, you know, you both make plans on who's going to be responsible for the next date. But for me, like, personally, if I just never had it happen, me go out on the first date and pay.
Right.
Was never an opportunity that was presented to me. So
I have I have a really funny story regarding paying things. So my friend, she's so funny. She was going on a couple dates with this guy, and then he was like, oh, you know, let's go to a movie. And she's like, oh, okay. They went to the movie, and, you know, he bought her tickets. And then they got to the concession stand. She's like, oh, like, I want some popcorn. So she's like, I'm going to get some popcorn. And she's like, I always have to have Junior Mints when I watch a movie. And he was like, he started freaking out. And he was like, what? No, that's $6. I'm not going to buy that. Like, you can't, if you want, you can buy it with either your own money. And kind of went off on her. And she just looked at him and she was like, I can buy it. That's fine. But you don't have to give me such an attitude about it. And I thought that was hilarious. Because my thing has always been like,
that is funny.
I get it. If you don't have a lot of money and you don't want to take someone out, but you can still make a whole thing out of a date without having to break the bank. Like, if you want to take me out to Applebee's, like, just be balling at Applebee's.
Crazy. That's crazy to me, though, Charisma, and I know Tahir is going to side with me on this, because I'm like, you need to be 100% prepared. If you are taking me to the movies, a concession stand is part of it. So you better be prepared to have an extra $20-$40 in your wallet for the concession stand, because to me it's all-inclusive, baby. So you can't just pay for the cost of admission and then just drop me off in the lobby and be like, you're on your own. Go hell to the no. For that first date anyway, come on. I mean, in time, okay, yeah, babe, you pay for me to get in, or I can pay for my own snacks, or I can pay for us, you know, and I've done that, and that's fine. But I'm sorry, guys, first, second date, I'm expecting you to, you know, do it all, because I'm like, at this point, I'm learning you. To me, you know, your representative is supposed to be here. It's not really you, first of all. It's your best person in place of you. So, and I'm really looking to see the man's qualities. Is he chivalrous? Is he going to open the door? Is he going to do certain things? And to me, that's just a jackass move. Like, oh no, if I wish, oh my God, I wish someone would go off on me about a $6 box of candy. I'd be like, boy, bye.
Exactly. I couldn't handle it. When she told me that, I just couldn't. I was like, I don't even know how you stayed there. I would have been like, okay, I'm taking my junior mints and I'm leaving. Like, I don't want to be with, like, around you anymore if you're going to freak out about something like that.
Okay, guys.
Exactly.
That is amazing. I would have no response. I would never answer any of his calls. And it would just be done at that point because, I mean, if you don't have it, you don't have it. Times are tough. But we can, you know, I want to take you out, but let's do something to, you know, just communicate. Mm-hmm. Because that would make me really, really upset if you can't spend $6. That could be quite offensive. But we do have a guest. Yeah.
But wait a minute. You don't think that the guy should be prepared for that?
I do think he should be prepared, but, I mean, everybody doesn't, like, see, my life is a little bit different. I just feel like if he's saying that he doesn't have, he's in grad school and he doesn't have a lot of money right now, I want to take you out. But, you know, if he makes that clear in the beginning, of course you would have to make certain considerations for him because he's being honest. And it's not like he doesn't have a job. He's in grad school.
But you can't be in the throes of it and tell me, no, I can't have popcorn because you want a budget. It's too late. Like, you should have told me this ahead of time. Then you should have taken me to the park.
These are the conversations that you definitely should have, like, ahead of time with the person. But don't, like, her situation with her friend just going off, that's just not acceptable. Mm-hmm. And he seems like he was under a lot of stress before that as well. Mm-hmm. But I want to definitely introduce our guest. We have a women's group, Empowerment March, Vanetta Reed. She's going to come in and just invite us to her event. It is Women's Month, Women's History Month. So without further ado, Vanetta.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, welcome
to the
Girlfriend Network. Vanetta, this is, everybody introduce yourself.
Well,
Nicole.
Hello, I'm Nicole. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network.
Hi, I'm Karishma. Welcome, we're so glad to have you, and I'm excited to hear more about all the exciting stuff in the march.
Thank you.
Okay, Vanetta, just let everybody know what your organization represents, what you're doing. You know, I'm so excited. I can't even get it out. What you're doing for the community, the march, let us know where they can, you know, come and participate and where they can find you on social media and everything.
All right. So the name of my organization is called Musuyama, and Musuyama means beautiful woman. It was given to us from someone who, from his country, the guy, he's from Burkina Faso, which is west of Africa. So we were looking for a name. He came, you know, we came across him, and he just, like, he called us that. Like, we were all gathered, and he called us that. We asked him what did it mean, and he told us. So that's where we got the name from. We've been in existence for about 10 years. We do a lot of community service. We're all about uplifting each other and our community. So we always say, We come together for betterment of self and community because you can't make a difference unless you're working on your. This will be our first year having a Women's Empowerment March, and we wanted to do something a little differently. We wanted to bring women together to march side by side to fight towards everything that we go through in this world as women. You know, not just diseases, but domestic violence, child abuse, everything that we face, you know, we wanted to do a march that represented that. So basically when you come to register the day, which is going to be May 31st, we had to push it back to May 31st. So when you come to register that day, that particular day, we'll have bands out representing each thing that you're walking for. So that's the color band that you would take. Our colors, whether you order a shirt from us or not, we're asking everyone to wear purple, and that's, neon purple to stand out. But we chose purple for the virtuous woman. And basically, we're going to have vendors set up. We have vendors that will be there with North Jersey Community Research, which they do AIDS and HIV testing on site, in the Pink Breast Cancer, Domestic Violence at the Crossroads Domestic Violence Program. So we have someone there who will give, like, breast examination, someone there who would, you know, if you want to speak to them later on in regards to domestic violence, they have, like, a list of someone there to sign you up for that. And anybody else who pretty much wants to come out, and then we can't sell anything, but if you want to set up a table to give out information or to offer free services, we can do that. And that's about it. And I just hope, like, we're hoping to have, like, a big turnout of women. Men and children are welcome as well, but we're hoping to have women come together because, like, we are the foundation of our community. When the women are messed up in the community is bound to be messed up, you know. So that's about it. Anybody has any questions?
Okay, Vanetta, let them know where the march is going to be.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's going to be in the city of Orange. We're starting at 29 North Day Street in Orange, New Jersey. And we're marching down Main Street to Park Street, and then we're coming back. Like, it's going to be like a loop to come back around and march back up Main Street. So we are starting at 29 North Day Street in Orange, New Jersey.
Okay. And how can people sign up?
You can sign up online at www.musuempowermarch.com through Eventbrite, or you can call me at 908-380-2268, and we can have somebody meet you for tickets. Also, you can mail tickets to 806 Evergreen Forest Boulevard, Avenue, New Jersey 07001. You can mail your order form to the address, and we'll mail it out to you. So that's about it. But the easiest way to reach out to get the tickets online would be musuempowermarch.eventbrite.com.
Okay, that is amazing. I definitely always commend you and your group. They always reach out to if it's not education. They're the people that, when they say it takes a village, they are the village that is actually in action and doing it. I always commend you. So definitely I'll be out supporting every cause. And definitely, you know, listeners, you know, register. Do the walk for your, not just you, for your future, for your kids, for your grandma, for yourself. If you were in a domestic violence situation and you got rid of that crazy stuff, you know, march. So we definitely celebrate you and what you're doing for women every day, not just because it's Women's History Month, but this is something that I see you in action all the time. So thank you for, you know, inviting us and our listeners, and we'll be out to support. Ladies, any other questions?
No, I think it's so wonderful, everything that's happening. I would love to be involved, and I think it's great. I think everyone who's listening, make sure you get involved. It's all about empowering each other and sharing love. So I think it's wonderful.
Thank you, ladies. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care, Vanetta. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, ladies, with that being said, that is a great call. Amazing, amazing women, and it's just phenomenal to see people really stepping in the community, not just talking about, I'm going to do this. I see them from time to time, like different posts on Facebook at different events, and they're raising money for the community. They're raising money. They're not saying, like, we don't have enough money for books. They're raising money for books for our school stuff. So it's amazing. I just love to see that work in action. So back to our chivalry topic. It is Women's History Month. So, like, it's just amazing. Okay, so for me, even, like, when you're dating, at some point, I think it is a woman's, like, responsibility. Just, you know, a character. You don't want him always paying for you. Mm-hmm. So you would just, like, maybe, like, offer to do Dutch.
True.
Or at what point in time no?
Oh, no. I completely agree. I was just saying, like, if I'm dating someone who doesn't, they don't necessarily have to have a lot of money. It's not like I'm saying, take me out to this
restaurant and I want the most expensive bottle of wine and all this stuff. I mean, they you know.
So mine has to have a lot of money.
I've dated some guys who maybe were not the wealthiest, but they would always think of creative ways to have fun on a date. Like, we would do something completely different that I would normally not do. And I think that's also nice because they're taking that time and that effort to put together a different type of date, like something that's not typical. So we could be going on a picnic or doing some
very nice.
That's nice. Picnic.
So, women, let's flip it. Do you women show your men some chivalry? Do you believe in that? Or do you believe it's possible that a woman can do this for a man? Crickets. Hello, don't everybody speak up at once.
Okay. We still...
Let me find out, Tahira.
What? I don't want to put too much information out there, but, like, I'm very, very, he's good. He's taken care of.
Okay.
When someone loves you and they show you little gestures of love, not just, I'm talking about every day, you want to make a point when a person is, like, if they're taking you out, they're taking you out to nice places, you want to return that. When someone really, really genuinely is being genuine with you, you want to give that back. So I'm definitely like, it should be reversed. And if a person, because you don't want it come across like you don't appreciate that person or appreciate the effort. So definitely.
Absolutely.
I'm saying
it all goes back to just having respect and consideration. But I think it's important for the woman too to also have respect for whoever she's, you know, dating, and it should be a mutual thing. But I think in terms of chivalry, we have these set notions in society of what we think a chivalrous man is. And for some, it's, you know, something just like paying for things or opening doors. But it's so much more than that. And for every person, it means something different. So it also depends on your dynamic with your partner.
True. Good point. That's a very good point.
Absolutely. And, like, I think you can get creative if you feel like you really want to show him. Like, you know, I'm one of making love texts and poems and stuff like that. It doesn't always have to be, like, a monetary thing. But they count as monetary. You know, if you want to throw me a Chanel bag, I'm not going to say no. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I think if someone is really trying to show you they appreciate you, just, you know, recognize, let them know that I recognize that you're making this effort.
And ladies, I'm old-fashioned, and I grew up in the traditional, I guess, family, where I watched my grandparents and my aunts and even my own mother dote on their men. Like, very old-fashioned. Like, my dad would get home from work like clockwork at 5 o'clock and sit down at the dinner table where his plate and everything would be laid out for him. If he wanted more, my mother would be the one to get up and get it. So my guy, he works very, very hard. His profession is very difficult. It's very taxing. It's very strenuous. So we go out, but a lot of times he just likes to be home and he likes to relax. So the way that I show him that he's appreciated and loved, and the way I show my chivalry is I have his pajamas laying out on the bed when he gets here. If he has not eaten, when he comes home, his food or whatever it is that he requires or wishes is on the, the tray that's on the bed. So, you know, I dote over him in that way. Like, I will fix his plate. I will clean up after him. I will even get his juice. And a lot of my girlfriends, they give me a hard time about this. They're like, forget that. That's good. But I'm like, you know what? Number one, they don't know our relationship. They don't see all the wonderful things that he does for me, how he holds me down, supports me, takes care of my home, and just me, my well-being. So, to me, that's the least that I could do. And it doesn't take a lot of time. It doesn't take a lot of effort. you know, and I do it with love. So it's just so effortless. And he appreciates it, and I just love being able to do it. You know what I mean? So it's also very gratifying to me. You know, so that's the way I show my like chivalry. You know, so
thank you.
I gotta tell you guys a funny story. This is hilarious because a previous guy that I was dating, he was like a man's man. He was like, "What? Like, I'm gonna do anything." Like, oh my gosh, he was like overboard. So I'm very independent. I haven't always been treated nicely by men. Never really had my doors open and all that stuff. So this man insisted. Every time I got out the car or in the car, he would open the door or close the door. Even if I was driving, girls, I was not allowed to open my door. So do you know how many times, just out of habit, that I would be out the car before he could open my door? And we would be standing in the middle of the parking lot arguing. Well, all right, if you don't want me to open your door, then fine. Open it yourself. And okay, thank you very much. It's very sweet, but it's old habit. So it's kind of funny because here's a guy who was trying to, you know, be chivalrous, but I was just like, you know, get over it. I just wasn't used to it that I was still continuing to open my own car door, and that caused problems. You know, and how ridiculous is that? But anyway, I just always think that's really funny, and I tell people that story because he used to get really, really upset, and I just would be like, I just forgot, you know, I'm so used. I've been opening my own car doors for many, many, many years, so it's just old habit, you know. So anyway, that's my story.
That is amazing. That is hilarious. I'm so laughing. Wow. Please, you know. That is so funny.
Oh, gosh.
Well, let's get into the next song, Not For Long by B.O.B. featuring Trey Songz right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Maybe not tomorrow, maybe at the club, maybe at the bar. I wanna show you off like a trophy car, cause anything is better than nothing at all. Nothing at all, nothing on you. I just wanna show you a table for two. All you did was go on a date with a dude. You know he don't fit, he ain't tailored for you. You just on a nigga dick cause he sold a brick. Has he ever wrote a hit on some poor shit? That's who you chillin' on the sofa with. I ain't trippin', in a minute it'll be over with. Aye.
You won't be mine, even if it's somebody else.
Right.
But not for long.
Right.
But not for long. Cause I'm your type.
Together, hell no, they can't stand it. I wonder if you're matching your bras with them panties. The gorgeous skin tan hit them all to do damage. The way she hit the high note, we all gonna have Grammys. Marble, not granite. From the counter to the shower for an hour. Superpower, superpower. That's that mojo.
Yeah, baby.
Austin Powers, search real nigga. I'ma pop up in your brother. Hey, so go on, get your body wet. Panties off, we ain't made it to the lobby yet. Put you on gang, girl, so it's obvious. I give you the word if you ain't got it yet. Bobby.
You won't be mine, even if it's somebody else's. Come out for long.
Right.
Come out for long. Cause I'm your type, girl. You got the wrong impression.
Right.
Come out for long.
like I told you so.
You won't be mine,
be my girl,
even if it's somebody,
even if it's somebody else.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Love Zone Girlfriend Network. Hello.
Hey.
Ladies,
hey.
It's not over. It's not over. Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. That was a funny story. Nick Home, you had me laughing.
Oh, my God.
Stop him for me. Wow, you really threw a wrench in his game. We have to close. Always enjoying our tune into the Girlfriend Network. Who's going to close out? Anyone?
Who wants to?
All righty. We had a wonderful show today. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, all listeners. And tune in next Monday at 9 p.m. We'll be having lots of fun with these sexy ladies. You listen to the Girlfriend Network on the Love Zone USA. Bye. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
Bye.
And we're going to leave with Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss.
You can't roll it to this one. You gotta light it. You gotta puff it on this one. You can't even drink Cristal on this one. You gotta drink Cristal. Try some red wine, little guy, 9-7. This is for the grown and sexy. Can I get my grown man on for once? I see some ladies tonight that should be hanging with Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss. What's your name? Uh-huh. Can you come with me? Possibly.
That's right.
Can I take you out tonight? You already know what it's hitting for. I got whatever outside, and you know what I'm sitting on. 50-50 venture with them S-dots kicking off. Armadale popping now. Only bringing some more. Only thing missing is the missus. You ain't even got to do the dishes. Got two dishwashers. Got one chef, one maid. All I need is a partner to play spades with the cards up. All trust. Who else you gonna run with? The truth is up. Only dudes moving units. M-Pimp Juice and us. It's the rockin' hair. Maybach outside got rocks in air. PJs on the runway, young got air. I don't land at an airport, I call it the clearport. Therefore, I don't wanna hear more back and forth about who's hotter. It's young, holla. Excuse me. Woo.
I got my gotcha 9-7 on right now.
Lady.
You gotta puff it to this one. Can't roll it up to this one, boy. Everybody's like, he's no item, please don't like him. He don't wife him, he one nights him. Now she don't like him, she never met him. Groupies try to take advantage of him, he won't let him, he don't need him. So he treats him like he treats him, better them than me. She don't agree with him, she's mad at that, he's not having that. So those opposites attract like magnets. She sees more than a Benz wagon, the friends tagging along, the flashy bragging on the song. She gets a glimpse of Sean and she likes that. He too weighs her, so she writes back. Smiley faces after all of her phrases. Even she the one arm caught in the matrix. Let the fish burn, red or green pill. You live and you learn, come on. Woo! You got it on your fine linen for this one. You might gotta go get you some Scooby Doos. You got those Scooby Doos. Those are shoes, by the way. Got those Scooby Doos. Love, let's go half on the sun. I know my past ain't won. You can easily get past, but that chapter is done. But I'm done reading for now. Remember space, face up, you could believe it for now. But mind, you got it for real, for serious, bro. I'm about to give you all the keys and security codes. About to show you where the cheese, let you know I ain't playing. But before I jump out the window, what's your name?